What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 462. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using thrombolytics during resuscitation for out-of-hospital cardiac arrest caused by pulmonary embolism. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode462. And the title of the article for this episode is Thrombolysis During Resuscitation for Out-of-Hospital Cardiac Arrest Caused by PE Increases 30-Day Survival. The lead author is Francois Javedin, and this was published in the journal Chest, December 2019. Pulmonary embolism is a common cause of cardiac arrest both in and out of the hospital. Survival rates are poor, and addressing the pathophysiological issue of clot in the lung is essential if there is to be a chance of a positive outcome. Previous randomized trials have not found a benefit to the use of thrombolytic therapy in out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. The most recent AHA and European Resuscitation Council guidelines recommend that thrombolysis be used when cardiac arrest is suspected as being caused by PE, despite conflicting and inconsistent data. The authors of the study sought to review the French National Out-of-Hospital Cardiac Arrest Registry to examine whether thrombolytic use affected survival. The study was a retrospective, observational, multicenter study that looked at all adults with out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in the registry over a 7-year period who had a diagnosis of PE confirmed on hospital admission. The primary endpoint was 30-day survival. A total of 246 patients were included in the analysis out of over 14,000 possible out-of-hospital cardiac arrest patients admitted over the 7-year time period. About a quarter of these patients received thrombolytics during CPR. About 3/4 of patients who did get thrombolytics received tenecteplase, and a quarter received alteplase. There was one single patient that did receive streptokinase. 30-day survival was higher in the thrombolysis group than the control group at 16 versus 6%, and this was statistically significant with a p-value of 0.005. Good neurologic outcome occurred twice as frequently in the thrombolytic group. However, this did not achieve statistical significance. The duration of ICU stay was no different between groups. The authors concluded in patients with out-of-hospital cardiac arrest with confirmed PE and admitted with return of spontaneous circulation in the hospital, there was a significantly higher 30-day survival in those who received thrombolytics during CPR compared to those who did not. Some critical points must be noted before deciding whether the results of this study can be applied to practice. First, the study population was entirely in France and served by mobile ICUs. This type of emergency medical system is considerably different than that in the U.S. or other countries. A mobile ICU consists of a driver, a nurse, and a senior emergency medicine physician at a minimum. Second, data completeness in the registry meant that 13 patients were excluded from the analysis due to unknown time of return of spontaneous circulation. Data on the dose of thrombolytic use was missing in more than half of the patients. Third, determining whether the cause of cardiac arrest is PE is challenging. The factors associated with PE-related out-of-hospital cardiac arrest were previous history of thromboembolism and initial arrest rhythm that was non-shockable. In this population with these two factors, specificity was 98% and sensitivity 24%. The number of patients who received thrombolytics in the study was about 20 times the number who received thrombolytics and later had a confirmed PE. Many of these patients who received thrombolytics had an MI, but there's no way to tell by looking at the registry how many patients were potentially exposed to thrombolytics who did not end up having a confirmed PE or other indication. Because the study did not find an improvement in neurologic outcome, I'd be hesitant to try to implement out-of-hospital thrombolytics in an EMS system that is very different from the one in France until better data is available. Members of my hospital pharmacy academy have access to practical training on how to care for patients with high-risk PE from a pharmacist's point of view, as well as how to handle intracranial hemorrhage after Alteplase. Members also get access to the entire training library covering critical care, emergency medicine, infectious disease, and general hospital pharmacy, plus many more resources to help you in your practice. Get all the details and join today at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.